Now, this Friday, there is a bit of a working bee happening in Muswellbrook, and it's going to be getting done by some of the team from Glencore's Mangoola and Liddell Mines as a part of some working bees that they've done in the past in Muswellbrook, in other communities around their mining areas. Joining me this morning to give us all of the details is Nathan Lane. Of course, Nathan's the Environment and Community Manager out at Mangoola Coal. Nathan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, this Friday, yourself and some of your apprentices, you're going out to do a working bee. Tell us, you've done these before. Tell us about them, if for anyone who may not have heard of them before.
Yep, so one day a year we take all our apprentices out in the community and try and do a one-day project where we can help out a local not-for-profit or entity that basically provides them with 18 tradesmen to help do a project. So in previous years, we've done projects at Wybong Hall, Sandy Hollow Hall, the local Aboriginal Land Council, and also the PCYC. But this year, we're going to be doing it down at the Sustainability Hub to help out the Hunter Sustainable Land Care team to put in some new garden beds.
Oh, nice. So did they contacted you to be able to get you guys to come out and do it?
Yeah, so Ross got in contact with us last year through our Smarty Grants link on our community page of our website.
Yeah.
And what that allows groups to do, we have a community investment program that we go through, and he was initially seeking some funding for the steel beds themselves. And when we saw that come through, normally what we'll do is we'll get a funding application through, we'll evaluate it, and then generally we go out and meet with the people who are involved to try and understand or better scope the project. And when we were there, we understood that there was a lot of labour to go in the construction phase to make these actually working garden beds. So what we saw was a good link there where we could make good utilisation of our apprentices. So on Friday, we'll be putting together all the steel garden beds. We've got a small digger there that'll be loading all the soil in. They're actually a wicking bed, so there's a lot of knowledge in the Sustainability Hub and the members there on how to develop wicking beds, which are more sort of drought-resilient garden beds that they can use. So we'll be doing all the labour to get them constructed so the basic community can come in and enjoy the community garden there.
And for, like, a community group like these guys to have you come out with all of your apprentices, it's basically that kind of man labour is not something you can come across very easily every day to help you out with a project like this.
No, it's a significant saving for these guys.
Yeah.
If they have to actually pay for construction, this may not be feasible. And even if they get the volunteers, it's a very long task. If you've only got a few volunteers to put together the amount of garden beds they want, it would have took a large amount of time before they could actually get them functional. So this way, in one day, we can bring in all our apprentice tradesmen, which are very young guys and girls, to roll up their sleeves and get all this put together in one day and up and operational. So the volunteer places we go to, or the not-for-profits, are full of volunteers that give their time, and sometimes they're a little bit short on numbers, and we can really make up those numbers in sort of like a garden blitz.
Yeah. And for the Hunter Sustainable Land Care team, this is a project as well that's going to, you know, last them quite a while.
Yeah, these garden beds, they're full steel garden beds. They'll last a lot longer than the previous garden beds that were put in. So the previous garden beds, they're at more ground level, made out of pine, and they've deteriorated over time. So these garden beds will definitely last the community in many years to come.
Exactly. That's awesome. It's so good seeing you guys go out and do this stuff, Nathan. I think one of the last working bees you did here in Muswellbrook with the local Aboriginal Council, I went out there and saw you guys at work, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's good to see. And a lot of our apprentices are local as well. We actually have a condition in our planning approval to employ local apprentices. So it's actually the fourth year apprentices take responsibility of the project and they coordinate it all. So it's a bit of a tradition that those guys go and scope the work, go and work out what tools, wheelbarrows, all those different things they need, and they pull together all the apprentices for that day. And it gives them a real sense of pride as well when they drive past to know that they contributed in that area.
That's awesome. Well, Nathan, have so much fun with the guys on Friday doing your little working bee, or big working bee, I should say. And before we let you go this morning, I do want to mention to you, of course, earlier this week, the Independent Planning Commission approved the expansion out at Mangoola site there to extend the life a little bit more of the mine and to extract some additional coal resources. Good news for the team out there.
Yeah, it was very welcomed by our employees. We've got quite a young workforce out here relative to some of the others, and there was a lot of guys who were really, really happy to see that approval come through. And, it's a little bit of good news for us.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, Nathan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll catch up with you soon.
Will do. Thanks, Jeff.